Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. EVs for the little people. Houthis hit. Delta drunk. And the top 10 most popular dogs. That's all coming up. Dog breeds, not like in particular dogs. Dog breeds. That is all coming up. And then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the Biden administration released new emissions rules that will push electric vehicles and now hybrids on all of us to save the planet, of course. But to appease the auto unions, these rules will be phased in slower. About a year ago, the EPA proposed a very quick forcing of EVs, electric vehicles. Two-thirds of all vehicles sold would have to be electric by the end of the decade. But now hybrids can be a part of that plan as well. Obviously, Trump is going to make a huge deal about this, focusing on this issue in Michigan. Of course, this was the context of the bloodbath comment from the other day. BYD, a Chinese electric car company, build your dreams. It's getting ready to dump $10,000 electric vehicles in America. And that's what President said would cause a bloodbath in the car industry. The Houthis in Yemen have claimed that a cruise missile landed in Israel, the first time that a projectile of any kind has reached inside of Israel. The Iran-backed group, it's just Iran, you don't have to say Iran-backed anymore, it's just Iran. They've launched plenty of drones and missiles, getting very close to our Navy ships, but this is the first time that one has hit Israel without being intercepted by air defenses. No injuries were reported. A Delta pilot was arrested recently for showing up to his flight drunk. He was scheduled to fly a Boeing 767 aircraft from Ireland to JFK. His bag was flagged in an X-ray machine screening for having too many liquids. It had two bottles of Jägermeister. One was half empty. His BAC was twice what is allowed for pilots. Pilots are not allowed to consume alcohol within 8 hours of flying. The American Kennel Club released the top 10 most popular dog breeds. Let's see if yours is on the list. Number 10, the German Short-Haired Pointer. Number 9, Rottweiler. Number 8, Beagle. Number 7, Bulldog. Number 6, Dachshund, or Dachshund, the weenie dog. Number 5, Poodle. Number 4, German Shepherd. 3, Golden Retriever. Number 2, Labrador Retriever. And number 1, retaining its top spot as the most popular dog breed, the French Bulldog. Bill's Welsh Corgi is ranked number 11. Ah, Holly just missed the top 10. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly as your message of the day. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, the latest Trump controversy is about Israel, a country under siege, as you know. And as you will remember, then-President Trump moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, symbolizing America's commitment to Jewish tradition. On the whole, the Trump administration had a strong relationship with Israel. The Biden administration does not, because the progressive left sees Israel as an oppressor of the Palestinian people. And President Biden is totally dependent on the far left for campaign money and organizational ability. He will never defy them. Enter New York Senator Charles Schumer, the most powerful Jewish politician in the country. Last week, he publicly called for the Netanyahu government to step aside. It was a stunning insult that had to be approved by President Biden. Schumer was a proxy. The USA is Israel's most important ally, and now the relationship is frayed, to say the least. The Biden administration certainly can advise Netanyahu in the war against Hamas, but it should be done privately. Donald Trump believes that Democrats are biased against Israel and is scolding secular American Jews who support the Dems. For that opinion, Trump is being branded anti-Semitic, which is ridiculous and defamatory. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's get to the mail. We got a Rachel Johnson in Phoenix, Arizona. Bill, I get that immigration can only be enforced by the federal government. States don't have the right to do that, but shouldn't they be able to protect their citizens? Can't understand why some states can protect sanctuary cities. Well, they're breaking the law if they do. But the federal government won't impose sanctions on those states. So if I'm president and Gavin Newsom says, I'm not going to enforce immigration law, federal law, I'm not telling my guys not to cooperate, I cut off as much federal money going to California as I can. That's what I do. Now, it's going to hurt the people in California, no doubt about it. And I wouldn't cut off children's and things like that, but I cut off a huge amount of money. You see how fast those sanctuary cities fall apart. But the other presidents, including Trump, didn't do it. Won't do it. Patricia Kalin, O'Fallon, Missouri. Don't you think it was rather appropriate of Peter Ducey, Fox News White House reporter, check out the truth of what his network was reporting by asking a question? I think as a journalist, they should check out the reality by asking a question, especially of the White House press secretary. I didn't mind the question that Ducey asked, but he didn't frame it properly because there's nobody teaching him. And that's true. He's a good reporter. I mean, he spent 3 months with me and he didn't win a Pulitzer. You don't confront anyone on an anonymous source by saying or implying in your voice that it's true. You say NBC News reports anonymously that the president is screaming and yelling at his staff because he doesn't like the poll numbers. What do you think of NBC's report? That's how you do it. You don't do it like, hey, he's screaming and yelling at his staff. I'm sure you get it. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 18 years ago today, a small group of programmers in Silicon Valley launched a new platform to help promote their podcast business. The social network they created would forever change global communication. Here is the story of Twitter. In March 2006, the team led by Jack Dorsey unveiled a project to the public. Unlike Facebook, Twitter only allowed short-form messages. Each post was limited to 140 characters or less, approximately two sentences. As its popularity grew, celebrities used the platform to promote books and movies. Early publishers included Oprah Winfrey, Ashton Kutcher, and Donald Trump. Beginning in 2011, Twitter became a powerful political tool. The platform was important during the so-called Arab Spring and beat traditional outlets like the Associated Press to breaking news stories. The company became very controversial in the year 2016. Donald Trump used the platform to promote his presidential campaign. His opponents claimed the network had been hijacked by Russian hackers. As COVID spread in 2020, Twitter began to suppress the free speech of users who question the virus's origin or the effectiveness of vaccines. Twitter then blamed Donald Trump in 2021 for his comments regarding the January 6th Capitol riot. Enter Elon Musk. He joined Twitter in 2009, quickly gained 90 million followers. Musk became an outspoken critic after the platform's press coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Then he bought Twitter in 2022 for $43 billion. Elon Musk immediately fired two-thirds of the workforce, then dedicated the company to the preservation of free speech. Musk rebranded the corporation X to match his business ventures in space and electric vehicles. And here's something else you might not know. Today, 600 million people post on X every day. The biggest accounts, Mr. Musk, Barack Obama, Taylor Swift, and Donald Trump. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.